Hello, my name is Sofia Zapata. I am a senior major in civil engineering, and I am here today to present you the poster about the research that Dr. Andrew Bechtel and me conducted during MUSE 2020. Right here, we can see our poster where we explain how we develop and standard tests for the strength of curved composite beams. First, I am going to start with a brief introduction. Our research was based on composite tubes that are currently used in coastal environment. However, at the present, there are no tests which can be used to determine their design properties. This research raises a big interest since composite tubes provide a sustainable material for use in marine environment. Next, we work on developing a test that was focused on finding the transverse strength from a curved specimen cut from circular cross section. As you can see in diagrams from section 2, it took us a couple trials to find the most fitting geometry for this test. First, we tried simple supports which had a lot of lateral movement, so we tried a new one. We tried a pin support, fixed supports, and loads, which induced buckling. Then we tried fixed support center specimen, which had a load movement at the ends. And finally, we tried a roller support system, which created a stable mechanism that reduced support movement. At the end, we found that the roller system was the most appropriate geometry that we were looking for. The next step in our research was to work on the mechanics and numerical modeling for curved composite beams. For this process, we used a software called Strand 7, where we created models of curved composite beams and we tested them on the roller system, as you can see on the image under section number 3. We obtained the stress through the depth of the different layers of the composite, and we used this data to plot the strain curves, as you can see also under section number 3. Finally, good agreement was found between the mechanics and the FE models. Additionally, we run physical tests with ASCM machine at TCNJ during MUSE 2019. Because of the geometry of the specimen change, we took images to track these changes in the geometry. We tested 9 samples of 12-inch curved beams, 10 samples of 10-inch curved beams, and 10 samples of rectangular beams. This process gave us enough data to find the average max stress on this specimen, as you can see on the table under section number 4. In conclusion, the MUSE 2019 and MUSE 2020 experience gave Dr. Andrew Bechtel and me enough data to be able to develop a standard test for the strength of curved composite beams. Thank you.